So what's your latest goal for your home? New furniture? Take care of the yard? Go through all that stuff you threw up in the attic for the last 5 years? Or maybe figuring out what you did wrong with your garden this time? Those are a few of the things people do in and around their home. Why? Because they have a home. As a recent report reveals, a growing number of people in New Jersey do not have a home with the security and the stability that their life, a home, provides. Our first guest today joins us to look at the findings of the NJ Counts report on homelessness in the state. She is senior associate with Monarch Housing Associates, which prepares this report. Caitlin Ravensbergen, how are you today, Caitlin?
I'm doing all right. Thanks so much for having me.
And see this report, it is shocking, and I think you'll be surprised and saddened by the findings, but it's important to realize them. Monarch Housing .org is the website. We had that at our homepage. Before we get into the findings, what is the direction? What's the purpose? What does the NJ Counts report set out to do every year?
Yeah, so NJ Counts is an annual count that is actually required by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. But essentially, it's supposed to help provide us with a snapshot of who is experiencing homelessness on any given night within a geographic area. So for NJ Counts, obviously that's focused on New Jersey. And that includes both sheltered individuals or families, so anyone staying in emergency shelter, transitional housing program, or those that are staying in unsheltered locations. So that could be an encampment, sleeping in their car, abandoned building, things like that.
So when we look at this year, and we'll get into specific numbers as we go along, the overall increase of homelessness from this year compared to last year is an 8% increase, which is certainly sizable. When you start drilling down in the numbers, the numbers are, again, quite sizable. Let's start with the sheltered locations and explain to demographically by race, by age, is it families or is it single persons? Talk about the homeless in a sheltered location aspect of the findings.
Sure. Yeah, so again, our sheltered locations include any emergency shelter, maybe hotel motel placements that are made for someone if in case there's not an emergency shelter placement to be had, transitional housing or safe haven program. In total for shelter locations, we counted just under 12,000 people in those programs on the night of the count. And that was made up, I would say, you know, in looking at the breakdown in emergency shelters in particular, around 6,000 of those households were households without children, so individuals, but 1,300 were households with children. So it is a pretty large number of families who are experiencing homelessness on any given night, as well as obviously individuals.
And that is a 7.4% increase in that category. Now, when we move to the unsheltered, which is, I mean, homelessness is a horrid experience for anybody, but to not even have access to shelters, and we'll get into that in a bit too, as far as what is available as far as the homeless population, but for the unsheltered population to increase by almost 15%, Caitlin, that's a shocking number.
It is. It is, and it's disappointing to see, you know, more than ever. But the key thing to keep in mind, too, unfortunately, is this count is done in January. And so it's not only just that, you know, people are outside in the warmer months, but we are talking in some of the coldest temperatures. And then there is the concern of just, you know, their health and safety. But primarily what we're seeing in unsheltered homelessness is large majority is households without children, so individual adults who are experiencing homelessness. The majority of families we are able to get into shelter placements, luckily. But, yeah, in total, that 15% increase showed just under 2,000 people experiencing unsheltered homelessness in one night in New Jersey.
The findings also classify 2,261 people as chronically homeless. Talk about what that term means. What is a chronically homeless individual?
Yep, so that's someone who's been experiencing homelessness, either unsheltered or sheltered, for at least 12 months continuously, so 1 year continuously, or in the past 3 years, maybe they've been in and out of homelessness, but in total, the total length of time, homelessness is at least 12 months. And also, the household or individual does have to have somebody with a disabling condition in order to be counted as chronically homeless.
This is probably going to be the most, I mean, those are horrid numbers to be sure, but just for what it, you know, not to play favorites or bias or anything, but the fact that in this state there are 543 veterans homeless, mm-hmm. and that's an increase of almost 5% since last year. And it hasn't changed. And you think we hear about all these improvements with the VA and services and awareness, but there is a class of our population that should not be left out like this. And at least here in New Jersey, there's this void of access to services for our veterans, which is shocking.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah, it's been a 5% increase in veteran homelessness since 2024 and a 23% increase actually since 2021. I do know one thing I can mention at the state level, at least in New Jersey, is there is a Bringing Veterans Home initiative that just came out this year for veterans. So we are hopeful that we will see a decrease in those numbers in the upcoming PIT counts.
I think that could be responded to with "It's about time." We're talking with Caitlin. Yes. Ravensbergen, who is Senior Associate with Monarch Housing Associates, about their NJ Counts report, which you can see for yourself at monarchhousing.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I always say when you look at surveys, whether it's a political poll or a study such as this, it's not where you are or where you've been, it's the trend. And if you look at the trend since 2022, homelessness has increased in the state by more than 57%. What is the state's lacking in understanding as far as, is it a state issue? Is it a county by county issue? Because if you look at a county by county breakdown, no county is immune to homelessness. I mean, some have a smaller number than others. Essex County, by the way, and Burlington, the top two percentage wise, as far as counties making up the homeless population. On the other side, Warren, Sussex County have 1%, and we're based in Sussex, so I can say from authority, as being aware of what happens in this county, the best outlet they have for the homeless population in Sussex County is a less than stellar motel. That's not really coming up with a good answer.
Yeah, and I'd say, you know, unfortunately, it's a combination of factors, right, that kind of leads to these increasing numbers. I mean, the biggest thing is really the rising costs of housing throughout the state. And like you said, no county is really out of that mix there as far as the rising costs. But it's also then not having jobs that are paying enough for even households to be able to afford that rent. And so, you know, I know the National Low Income Housing Coalition has done a lot of research, and in New Jersey specifically, a household would have to earn around $83,000 annually, which is equivalent to working 2.5 full-time minimum wage jobs, just to barely fall still within that category of low income and be able to pay around 30% of their housing costs.
And, I mean, we always hear the stereotype of sleeping in the car, which is true in some cases, and you can at least, you know, drive to a job. But in some counties, they're known as commuter communities, and you have to go somewhere to get a job. If you don't have a car, you don't have a home, you pretty much have a big mountain in front of you, don't you, Caitlin?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, unfortunately, as more of the federal cuts or, you know, concerns around federal cuts come down, a lot of the safety net programs that people may have relied on to, let's say, get their food through SNAP benefits, things like that, they're now going to have to use those funds maybe that they were using to pay for that car or pay their rent to help get food. And so how do they figure out that budget? I think more and more households throughout the state are kind of that one paycheck away, that one, you know, healthcare issue away from experiencing homelessness, which is what we're seeing in these rising numbers.
Maybe even more frustrating, someone who was trying to and almost getting it back together, and along come these cuts to these mm-hmm. vital programs, and they get the blocks knocked right out from under them, and they're back to where they didn't want to be going back to.
Absolutely.
So what are the hopes every year when NJ Count numbers come out? Because, again, the numbers have been showing a shocking rise, and the response by elected leaders has been, I'll say it. I mean, I'm not going to put you into a spot, but I'll say the response to homelessness in the state has been tepid at best. What's the best hope for someone who is homeless right now or is looking at their checkbook and their bank and their balance sheet and their budget and saying, it could happen. What do I do?
Yeah, so, you know, I think for someone who might be experiencing homelessness, I think definitely reaching out to, you know, their local county, to their agencies that are in the community, because I think without knowing the scope, which is the whole reason of doing NJ Counts, it is hard to continue to advocate for the need and for the services. And I think with us putting out this report every year and, like you said, kind of highlighting some of those key areas like the veterans, we are always hoping to continue to use the information to advocate to the state for increased and improved programming that really meet the needs of the households that are experiencing homelessness, not just, you know, based on the regulations or programs that have been served in the past.
Just to wrap up here for you listening, it's for you and in elected leadership at all levels, certainly cutting spending is a prudent thing to do, just as an individual does with the family budget. But homelessness and spending to ease it and resolve it, that's not where you make any kind of cuts. And if the federal does some cutting, then maybe the state and the local has to do a little extra spending and find a way to do that to help these people who are in dire need, with more experiencing that need each and every year. Read the report, NJ Counts, at the website for the Monarch Housing Associates, monarchhousing.org. She is a senior associate with Monarch Housing Associates, Caitlin Ravensburg. And Caitlin, thanks for helping us become more aware of the seriousness of this situation, the reality of the situation. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.